camera ready.
It's not just ruined. It's Scott the Satyr online.
Camera ready.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2842 of the BFO for Friday, December 21st. Coming up on today's little show, I'm going to try to fill in for Big Fatty. It's a train wreck. I'm going to warn you ahead of time. I'm going to open up some Crimma cards, and we got some birthdays, and I got a special surprise. Filler. Well, hello, Tots. Oh, why are you Tots? Because this is Scott the Satyr, a.k.a. Steve the Tater, and today you are all Tots. Oh, God. I've been at this for over 2 hours. This is my third take on this damn show. It's 20 minutes. It shouldn't take me this long to do it. At first, I was just going to put on my gamer mic and do it, but A, the sound quality was awful, and Big Fatty deserves better. And you, my dear Tots, deserve so much better. So I got out all the sound equipment, and, you know, Cindy and I haven't podcasted since August. Not that we don't want to, it's just our schedules just don't allow us any time. We have different days off, we have different schedules, different work schedules. I'm in a show constantly, so it's no fault of our own. We just, life is sucks. And so everything was all tangled up, and I had to untangle it and put it all together. That way you got the best quality that you could get. Not that you should expect much from a Big Fatty Online show. But, you know, I thought I would try. Well, we're going to have he sent me some bumpers, and I can't wait to use them. So let's start with this one right here, shall we? Lefebvre. I hope he gets royalties of some sort every time Big Fatty insists on playing that song, although I love it. But yeah, I'm playing it for him. Hey, Friday, today is the first day of winter. It's the winter solstice. Ooh, blessed be, happy Yule, winter solstice. The days are getting longer on Saturday, which Vera is going to hate. I'm not a big fan because I work a graveyard shift, so if I don't get sunshine when I go home, it sucks. I like a little bit of sun. That's why I hate the sun doesn't come up to like 8 o'clock, and I'm already home in bed. Oh, I'm burping, but I don't make audible burps like Big Fatty does, so that's just some A&W root beer that I'm drinking. That's to keep me keep my throat moist. I love that word, moist. It's a fun word. So happy winter solstice. Good times. 20 minutes is harder to fill when you're by yourself than when I'm with Cindy. I just got to say that upright. And that's not the only thing that's upright, if you know what I mean. Honk. So I think I'm going to hit this bumper right here next. I got to tell you, this song is 3 minutes long, and it has got the weirdest lyrics I have ever heard in my life. I've cut it down to just 2 minutes to get it in here. Hey, on Sunday, December 23rd, is Gus Chad's birthday. Gus Chad, who is the artiste in residence for Pride 48. I've got a couple of his pieces hanging up on my wall. He he painted a beautiful portrait of Gustifer, my kitty cat, and it's up on the wall in a place of prominence. But Gus Chad, I'm going to be honest with you. I hate when my birthday is on the weekend and I got to share it with other people because I'm a selfish bitch. Let me tell you that right now. But it's just you this weekend. Happy birthday. I don't know how old you're going to be, but I hope it is just filled with lots of talent and portraits galore. And I hope your puppet dogs make you... Now I see why he stretches it out to make it last in the length of the music. But I hope your puppy dogs make you a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Come on.
Oh, God. Oh, the song's still going on. I can just fade it out. I will add that my birthday is on January 14th in less than a month. If you wanted to get me anything, because I'm a whore like that. Happy birthday, Gus Chad. Oh, my God. Yeah, I laugh every time I listen to it. You can tell he's just trying to fill time before the song ends. But, yeah, now I see why you do that, Big Fatty. Hey, it's the Christmas season. I hope everyone's having a wonderful, wonderful time with your holidays. I haven't had a chance to put up my tree yet. Every year I get the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS playbills. It started, I think this is year 7, and the first year was the top 6 longest running Broadway shows, and every year is the next 6. So now I think I have 42. It's either the 7th or the 8th year. Either I have 42 or 49, and they're beautiful. They're printed on metal, so they're very sturdy. And then what I did this year, because I was at the Ace Hardware trying to fix my toilet. Don't ask. No, you really don't want to ask. And I saw Bubble Lights. Do y'all remember Bubble Lights? We had them on my tree when I was growing up. They're kind of like those lava lamps, but for Christmas trees, to where there's water in a reservoir, and then this glass tube that kind of looks like a condom, I might say. And as the water heats up, it starts bubbling up on that tube. And we had those growing up. And then, you know, I haven't lived at home for, God, I'm turning 50 next month, so I haven't lived at home for at least 30 years. So I haven't seen those bubble lights in the longest time. And so when I saw them, I got them. And they're like $15 for a box of 7. There's only 7 on the string. So I got two boxes to put on my Christmas tree when I do put it up. Looking forward to that. Hey, speaking of Christmas, I think I'm going to open up some Christmas cards, if you will allow me. Of course you're going to allow me, because what are you going to do, turn it off? Please don't turn it off. Now, I forgot to ask Big Fatty for his Christmas music, but I've got a new piece I like that's kind of creepy, because I like a creepy Christmas. So I'm going to play this one right here. Oh, it's all ethereal. Oh, good times. Oh, don't you feel the spirit? Hoping this season brings together everyone and everything you care about the most. Wishing you the joy of the season. Blessed be Matt. Well, thank you, Matt. It's a beautiful card with ornaments on it. It's red and gold. And this next one here, this next card, let's see, let's open this one up here. This is from Bob and Christina Hill. Oh, it's a beautiful card of a snowflake and, oh, yep, handmade by Ricky Burton. Ah, thank you, Big Ricky. It says, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, darling. Love to you, Bob and Christina Hill. I love Christina so much. We are old, old friends at this point, and I adore them. This next card, oh, it's from the Robs. Let's open this one up here. Oh, it's a beautiful picture card of the Robs and Poses. This is wishing you love, peace, and joy. Merry Christmas to the Robs. Your ordinary acts of love and hope point to the extraordinary promise that every human life is of inestimable value. Desmond Tutu. That's lovely. I love the Robs. They are probably the kindest people I know in Pride 48. And they're dashingly handsome, too, I might add. So thank you, Robs. Big finish. I got more cards. I just ran out of Crimma music. Big Fatty's music, I think, probably lasts about 8 minutes, and he just somehow cuts it down during the show. I'm very impressed by his editing skills, even more so than ever now. And obviously, we're nearly done. Oh, crap, it's only 11 minutes. Oh, boy, 10 more minutes to fill. I see how he does it now. He just talks about pointless things. Well, you know, I was going to record this weekend, but we had a bit of an emergency at the theater. One of our actresses threw her back out, honk, and somebody had to come in and fill in for her. She only had like 3 hours of rehearsal time to learn the dances and the songs for Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, my, how can I resist you? But so she sat down, Laura, to really learn this show. She had to take a script on, but I think the audience is totally understood with the circumstances. But she did a great job. I was so proud of her. You know, this show right now is we're the walking wounded. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I've got a cold. And other people, at least half the cast, are all sick right now. That's the sad thing about doing a show in the wintertime. If one cast member gets sick, then it just spreads like wildfire to everyone, and soon half, if not all, the cast sometimes. I've seen a worst case where almost every single member was sick one time. But so we're all trying to lower the keys, so I sing like B. Arthur now, and it's good times, good times. Sorry for these little micro pauses. I'm stopping to cough because I don't want to cough in your ear because I'm not disgusting. I don't know if you saw on the Facey Space, I announced I've been cast in 4 shows for next year. This past year in 2018, I did 8 shows, and I never want to do that many again because I never had any time off whatsoever. So right now, I'm only cast in 4. Maybe I'll do one more, but I think 4 is going to be my limit for next year. And the first one is Billy Elliot, the musical. And that opens up January 31st here in Carmel. And I'm playing George, one of the big butch miners. And it's a whole lot of fun. I'm having to tap dance in work boots, which is interesting and difficult, I might add. But I can do a pirouette even easier in this big shoe of mine. Then I'm going to be doing Newsies this summer. And I'm playing Nunzio the Barber and Governor Roosevelt. That's before he became president. I wanted the villain, Pulitzer, but he's a fucking tenor. Villains should never be tenors. Plus, Newsies, all the boys are tenors anyway, so why couldn't they have made Pulitzer a bass? But he's got this horrible money note, and it's just a pain in my butt, so I couldn't play that role. So I got a good comedy role instead. And then in the autumn, I am doing Shakespeare in Love, playing Henslow, the theater owner, played by Jeffrey Rush in the movie. I don't know. It's a mystery. And it's a good comic role, and I'm very excited about that. And then next winter, oh my God, after years of trying, we finally got the rights to Chicago, the musical, and I'm going to be playing one of my bucket list roles, Amos Hart. I get to sing Mr. Cellophane, and this is a role I've been dying to play for many, many years, so I'm really looking forward to that. So if you want to come see any of these shows, come on over to Monterey/Carmel. We'll find you a place to stay. You can come see a show, and you will have a good, good time. Hey, speaking of shows, it wouldn't be me if I didn't put in a mystery musical. Big Fatty's going to hate me. But, you know, he needs the content. So you can call in and give him the answer to this week's mystery musical here on the Big Fatty Online Show. Now, I'm not playing the whole song because I don't want him to get in trouble. But let's see if you can guess this mystery musical. musical.
Never any doubt. That's why I love vegetables. You know what you're about. Plant a turnip, get a turnip, maybe you'll get two.
That's why I love vegetables.
You know that they'll come through. They're dependable.
They're befriendable.
They're the best pal a parent's ever known. While with children,
it's bewildering.
You don't know until the seed is nearly grown.
Just what you sow, so plant a carrot, get a carrot, not a Brussels sprout.
That's why I love vegetables, you know what you're about. Life is merry
if it's very vegetarian.
A man who plants a garden is a very happy man.
So that's the mystery musical for Big Fatty Online. A first. If you want to guess, give him a call at 619-RUINED-1. That's 619-784-6331. God knows he needs the content. And just be aware that you're not going to hear the answer until like March or April, probably, the way he's got a backlog on his voicemails. But that's my contribution to his show. Yeah. I've got this cute little bumper I wanted to play. An advertisement from when Big Fatty was very, very young. It's this one right here. My first bacon. That's what Big Fatty had when he was like 3 years old. Oh my God, I still have like 3 minutes left. Oh, what else can I natter about? it really is Big Fatty appreciation. I will tell you that much right now. No, Gus, my cat, is outside and he's meowing at the door because he wants to come in. Hold on, I'm going to get him. I'm going to pause for 1 second. And I'm back. Gus, say hi to everyone. Say hi, Gus. What? You know, yeah, Gus does not like to be held. He's a very unsociable cat. I love you. Say hi again. Yeah, he said, hi, Big Fatty. I hope everything's going okay over there in Atlanta. Okay, I'll put you down. Fine. So yeah, that's my life in a nutshell. Me and my cat, and just waiting for this music to finally start. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, I hope you've enjoyed Scott the Sater's time filling in for Big Fatty. It's been something. I'll tell you that much right now. So before we go, Big Fatty, tell me. What do you, not yet. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and Big Fatty will be back on Monday with a pre-recorded little show, and you all can get back to how you like your life in the morning with your Cheerios. Hey, Big Fatty, what did you think of my filling in for you today?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.